Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your closing bell for December 19th, 2024. So I'm okay with that. Rates only going up one tick. They went up 0.25% yesterday. So I finally figured out what happened. Rick Santelli had a fantastic interview with a bond trader today. And I also watched Becky on CNBC as well. And tomorrow is actually the triple witching hour, they call it on Wall Street. It's when options and all these other things expire. And what happened yesterday was a result of what's happening tomorrow. Okay, so here's what happened, and they're going to explain it in this interview. A lot of people buy stocks and bonds and things like that on margin. It's like you buying a house. You buy a house and you buy a house for $300,000. You could put 90% down. You can finance 10%. Okay, you can do the same thing with stocks. However, as that stock price comes down, not like your home. If your home price goes down, then there's really nothing the bank can do. But when you're buying on margin stocks and bonds, as that security price goes down, you have to sell something or come up with more equity or more money to cover that the part you finance. So what happened yesterday is there was a lot of traders on the side that the Federal Reserve is going to reduce rates and then reduce them again and reduce them again. When they didn't, there was a margin call on these, and it just kind of tanked the market. That's why you saw it kind of go down, down, and then it just went boom, 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 because everybody was out there selling. So here's what we're looking at for tomorrow. The PCE, the number one inflation figure the Federal Reserve puts the most weight in, is coming in tomorrow. These numbers you're going to get a month to month and year over year. If these inflationary numbers are hotter than expected, you're going to see a meltdown in the market. I'm calling it right now. If the numbers come in line or under, it's going to be a good day in the market. So it's going to be one way. It's going to be either very, very, I'll say, stable, or it's going to be a complete bloodbath tomorrow. But the bad news is the markets are opening, or this news comes out at 8:30 in the morning, but banks don't come out with interest rates till about 9 or 9:30. So all this news is going to be posted prior to banks posting their interest rates tomorrow. So it's going to be an interesting day tomorrow. So let's get over to Rick Santelli. He's talking to a bond trader, and it gets a little technical and things like that, but I explain briefly what they're going to talk about, and as they talk about these things, puts and margins and things like that, I'll put it in layman's terms a little bit more after the video, but this is right from Rick Santelli down at the Chicago Merc from a bond trader himself, so pretty interesting. Check it out.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the interest rate complex is wild, just like equities. Now, if you look at the first chart, this chart starts on the 9th of December, which means we've had 9 consecutive sessions in a row on the 10-year where the yields on any given day are higher than the previous day. That is building momentum. We've talked about it, and it's been a great technical indicator. 2-10 spread, the steepest, the widest, going all the way back to mid-22. That speaks volumes about the market's anxiety on inflation.
Okay, so the good news about this, it's good for banks, because banks borrow short terms and they lend long term. So when you have that big spread, like he said, it's a huge spread right now, banks are going to make a lot of money on that interest spread. Just an FYI.
And finally, the dollar index on pace for another record close going back to the end of 2022. But maybe the most interesting story is all that volatility in equities and what it may mean. And for that, we're going to go talk to Chem. Hi, Chem.
How you doing, Rick?
All right. Yesterday was one of those days where the equity markets went wild. Now, so did interest rates. But when we spoke, you had a good explanation that I think viewers would be quite interested in.
It's a perfect storm. Not only are you getting the inflation and the catalyst, but it's important that it's DEIS OPEX. It's the biggest
option expiration. And we have a Greek tragedy here. Beta, theta. Okay, go on.
Options expiration is the biggest one. These leaps have been on the board for years. Ton of open interest on the put side. So what happens when all of a sudden you get a big catalyst, you start moving, all of a sudden people need to cover risk. And that was a lot faster than people expected. A lot of short covering, on these options.
So they were basically selling futures to neutralize some of the exposure they had on the option side.
There was a lot of put selling dimes, 20s, that went up to $5 on that move. When that happens, that creates a margin call issue. So people have to cover that risk. That expires tomorrow morning. So a lot of that relief is what you're seeing here in terms of the push up as those things are coming down. But until that comes off the board, you know, you have this volatility pressure.
So they see that opening price and then we're pretty much done tomorrow.
That's right. That's right. But the big catalyst is still there. So don't think this is necessarily over. The structured flows that we've been seeing that have been supportive are fading. They're going away. And as that starts to fade, you're likely to get more and more selling here.
I used to love expiration days. There's a whole nother game. So even though that...
So that, that's basically his explanation on why everything, especially in the bond market, happened yesterday. A lot of people were buying when he said puts and calls and things like that. A lot of people were out there expecting yields to come down further and further and further throughout 2025. And when the Fed said they're going to slow down cuts, then all hell broke loose yesterday. So that's basically what happened yesterday. So huge news coming out tomorrow. And then we're also going to see, hopefully, the 10-year starts to stabilize tomorrow as well. MBSs, it basically is running the same way. Here's where the MBS market went today. So this is mortgage bonds. So it's not the 10-year treasury. Sorry about that, folks. So if you look at this right through here, the MBS market, it basically started, it crashed earlier in the day. It was down about 20 points, and we got all the way back up to only down 6 points today. So tomorrow's going to be a big day. From there, I think it's going to be kind of, you know, humdrum next week and the following week, but tomorrow's going to be a big, big day when it comes to the economic numbers. So let's go over and see how the equity markets fared today right through here. Dow Jones, I think, ended up 15 points, breaking a 10-day losing streak. But you had still the S&P, the NASDAQ, and the Russell still down. You have the VIX down quite a bit to 24, but it's still over about 12 or 13. We'd like it to be about half this number because this is showing us the anxiety level on Wall Street. Cryptocurrency is getting smoked right now as well. It's down to 98,000. I was at 108,000 probably about a week ago. And then we go over to oil. Oil is coming down. Oh, it's down below $70 a barrel. Oil drops on dour economic outlooks adds to oversupply concerns. So oil is a good also analyst when it comes to inflation. So that's why we watch that as well. And it's unchanged. I'm happy with that as long as it's under $70 a barrel. So right now, mortgage rates, they're poised right through here. They're stabilizing right now. Hopefully tomorrow's PCE number comes in, the number one inflationary number that the Federal Reserve monitors. Hopefully that comes in tomorrow in line. I'll come in tomorrow with my opening bell and let you guys know how that works. But if you're out there and you're trying to navigate this market, you're trying to buy that first house, you're maybe trying to buy that first investment property, I'm coming up with a new program. I'm going to be doing a video next week on it. We're coming back with the lock-in shop. Now, this was big about 2-3 years ago when interest rates were kind of on the rise, and every day they would go up 0.25%, kind of like you're seeing in today's market. We're going to have a program available to you that you can lock in the rate now while you shop for that house. So you know that that rate isn't going to move from where you are at that point. So check out next week's videos on that, plus my forecast. Plus, we're going to start a new real estate roundtable for 2025. I'm seeking realtors. If you're a realtor out there, I'm going to probably be emailing you if you've worked with us in the past. But if you're new to me and the channel, please reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you. Maybe we can collaborate on some things and work together on educating people on home ownership, especially the NARS settlement, how that's affecting things, and basically everything else. So check out my website, theRateUpdate.com. If you want to put in your application, you can do that right through there. Hit the apply now button. We encourage people to schedule a one-on-one consultation. Why? We want to know you, and I'm sure you guys want to know us. I want to know what your goals are, what you're trying to do. Is there anything hindering you from getting there? Is something we should be worried about? I can navigate you from basically the application to the keys in your pocket. The good thing about us is we work at ServBank. ServBank is the number 10 largest servicer in the entire country, so it's a huge company, and we're also one of the country's largest mortgage brokers. We're set up with over 40 different lenders at this time. So just think, one application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your loan over to 40 different lenders to ensure you're not only in the right program, but you're also getting the best price, hopefully the best or very good price in the market, as well as low fees. So we're starting to pride ourselves right now. We're going to kind of turn the tables a little bit. We're going to start pushing out next year a 10-day close. So again, if you're a realtor out there and you want to get involved with this program, we'd love to work with you. So check out our website. If you want to give us a call, just scroll down to the bottom of the website right through here, and you're going to find all our information right through there. 800 number's there. And if you want to reach me personally, and especially if you're a realtor, please shoot me an email at dan@therateupdate.com. Love to talk to you. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. Be safe out there, and I'll see you tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.